And he gave him commandments before his face, and a law of life and instruction. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Children, I spoke to you yesterday about the affection towards your fathers and instructors. And today I'll say some words about your devotion and obedience to the Church, since Saint Joseph is the protector of the universal Church. Saint Joseph was, in fact, the protector of the life of Jesus Christ in his flight into Egypt, and he was this child's safeguard during the course of his life. When our Lord was a child, he never disobeyed Saint Joseph, but always followed with every step and to the letter the plan which Almighty God had given for men's salvation. Children, when you grow up, you might face some opposition to your fidelity to the Church, when people might ask, why do you obey a church, an institution of men? Why don't you obey God as his words are in the Bible? But to this, a Catholic might well answer, well, why do you obey your parents? They are merely humans. Why don't you obey God and his words, and not men? As we heard yesterday, we obey those men of God whom God has put as our superiors. And we read from the Bible that our Lord was subject to Saint Joseph, who, even though a great saint, was merely a man. The child Jesus, if he who had been given by God to all men as the model of obedience, if he had disobeyed Saint Joseph, each person in all times would have found in Jesus' disobedience a pretext to excuse his own rebellion and to pretend that it is allowed to fail in obedience. But a Christian, through the example of filial devotion of child Jesus to his foster father, Saint Joseph, a Christian knows that obeying the Church established by God, one obeys God himself. There are so many heroic examples in the lives of the saints, how the will of a parent or a superior is to subjects the will of their heavenly Father. Young Isaac in the Old Testament gave a heroic example of filial obedience, since the most difficult thing a father could command a beloved child to do is to allow himself to be killed by his own parents' hands. Like an innocent lamb, Isaac allowed himself to be bound by his father and to be laid without a struggle on that fatal pile. And with perfect calmness, Isaac locked the gleam of the murderous steel, which was to take him his life by a single stroke. No less heroic under the new law was the obedience of a daughter named Eustochium to her mother, Saint Paula. Eustochium was so submissive to her mother that she never went to bed, never sat down at table, would not take a single step except at the mark and in company of her mother. She would not touch a penny of the fortune given to her by her parents, but left it wholly in her mother's hands, looking upon this submission as abundant wealth and a most goodly heritage. But there's even more heroic story which tells about certain abbot named John. Abbot John once received a gift of a basket of ripe figs. He decided to send them as a present to an old and infirm monk who dwelt in the remotest parts of the desert. He instructed the delivery to two young monks, his disciples, commanding them to carry the figs faithfully to their destination without touching a single one. And after having set out from their monastery, the two youths were surprised by a thick fog. They lost their way and wandered around those trackless wilds without any path or landmark to guide them. Several days having gone by, the abbot, finding that the young men did not return home, sent to seek them. And they were both discovered on bended knees, dead of starvation. But what is truly wonderful, on examining the basket, it was found that they had not touched a single fig, preferring to die rather than to break their superior's command. I do not tell this story to make you think that obedience to this kind of command is binding us even to the loss of our lives. I only mean that if someone like these two holy monks were ready rather to die than go against the command of their superior, who was merely a man, how readily we, followers of Christ, should be willing at least have the courage to mortify ourselves by happily embracing things which are difficult and repugnant to our weak nature, whenever they may be commanded to us. We can never mistake in giving obedience to God. God renders himself guarantee for the persons who direct others, and that's why we obey the church. If we would decide that we know better than the popes, saints, and all the pastors of God's church during the centuries, then we would pretend to be holier than Jesus Christ, our Lord, who gave his obedience to a man, Saint Joseph. We would pretend to be holier than angels, who are submissive to their superiors with an entire confidence. If even angels and the saints in the course of the centuries have rendered filial trust and obedience to their superiors, you can marvel how great must be the part of Saint Joseph, destined by God the Father to guide Jesus Christ as his inferior and to govern the Blessed Virgin, his mother. The law of life and instruction of God has been given to you by the Church, whose heavenly protector Saint Joseph is. And as it is said in an old liturgical hymn, Joseph, thy low poverty is a lesson clear that we, though having nothing, yet have all, if Christ should be at our call. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.